Again, so hi, yeah, my name's Steve. I'm Alex. Welcome everybody to the Highlands and Islands ASC for February 24th, 2022. Can we start this off with a moment of silence for still suffering addicts and remembering those we serve? Thank you, guys. So I'm going to kick off with service prayer. God grant us, if you'd like to join in, if you know it, God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts, and instill in us a sense of your purpose. Make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness that this can truly be your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe we could start with a roll call. So I'll start off. I'm Steve. I'm an addict, and I'm chair of this ASC.
Hi, Steve.
Your mic's not great.
Sorry about that. I'll put it in a better place. That might be better for you. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just go down the list as I see it in the people view. So Christine, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Christine, I'm an addict. I'm here representing the Tuesday Step 11 meditation meeting.
Thank you, Christine. Claire B, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Claire, I'm an addict. And I'm here representing the women's HIGNA meeting, I guess.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hi, Claire.
Yeah.
Colleen, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Colleen and I'm an addict. Should I be here? Can I be here?
Of course you can be
hey,
here.
Colleen.
Oh, okay. Hi.
You're a group member, so yes.
Well, welcome.
Hi, Colleen. Hi.
Hi, Colleen. Hi, Colleen.
Ellie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Ellie. I'm an addict and I'm representing the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you, Ellie.
Hi, hello.
Hilma Ray, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks for taking the meeting, Steve. Addict Hilma Ray. I'm just an addict listening in on the HIGNA service meeting. I'll just have a greeter's position. Thank you.
Thank you, Hilma Ray. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Hilma Ray.
Thank you,
welcome.
Jay, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm here speaking for the Monday and Wednesday lunchtime meetings.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you,
Jay.
Thanks, Jay. Hi, Jay.
Lisa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. I'm an addict. My name is Lisa, and I am secretary of the committee, and I also do service at the Monday Let's Get Better Together group and the IP discussion group. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Mark, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Mark, I'm an addict, and I'm here representing the Monday night Let's Get Better Together meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
And Michael, would you like to introduce yourself? Hello, Michael. Okay. Go ahead. We're not actually hearing Michael just yet. Let him deal with his technical issues. Murray, would you like to introduce yourself? I think we can probably hear you now, Michael, if you'd like to do your introduce yourself.
Hi, family. I'm an addict named Michael. I am the GSR for the Ask It Basket meeting, and I am your regional service member, a regional committee member for the HIGMA group. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. Penelope, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, my name's Penelope, and I'm an addict. I'm here representing today's IP meeting, as well as the Friday night. I'm GSR for Friday night's Living Clean meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Penelope. Finally, Tony, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Tony. I'm an addict. I'm the Area Service Committee Vice Chair, and also I have the position of Secretary at the Thursday Night Illness and Recovery meeting. Hi, everyone.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, guys, so that's all of us in the room at the moment, so thank you for that. The first thing we've got is approval of last month's minutes. If anybody's had an opportunity to look at them, they've been on the web, they've been on the WhatsApp group, and they are on the service page of the website. Has anyone read them?
Yes, I have, Steve. I'll second that.
Thank you, Tony. Have we got anybody willing to, or has anybody got a problem with any of those minutes? Okay. Fantastic. I think we can take that as a vote to approve them. So thank you, guys. Again, yeah, all these things are available on the ASC page, which is, I'll post a link whilst I'm doing it. Oh, can I do that? No, not straight away. I won't do that straight away. Okay, so thank you. We have election of trusted servants, alternates as required. I believe we've got service positions available as vice treasurer, vice secretary, and a vice web servant. If anybody's interested in taking on any of those positions, and they're here today, would they like to put the hat in the ring? And or please announce those positions in meetings. We can kind of, if anybody's interested in any of those positions, we can talk to them about that. So thank you for that. Okay, so we have a Treasury report as of the 23rd of the 2nd, which is yesterday. I'll just read through this. Balance at the close of the last ASC was £1,294.91. If anybody's on the WhatsApp group wants to look at this, this document is there. The PayPal balance as of yesterday was £826.45. The bank balance was £840.25. Since the last ASC, that was part of January and part of this month, our expenses out were £42.66, which is postage. For the badges. The closing balance as of this moment is £1,661.45. That's a combined PayPal and bank contributions since the last AFC of £196.38, which is pretty cool. That excludes the money that we've received from badges. So that is just to give you the details on that. We're still operating with a £500 prudent reserve as set June 2020. And our Tradition 7 surplus currently is £1,161.41. Again, this information just goes out there. Current fixed annual expenses for 21-22. Are £49.15 for the website and domain. The Blue Jeans account, that's the enterprise account, annual fee of £158.49, which gives us a total of £207.64, which is currently working out at 86 pence or 49 cents if you're in America per meeting per week. The other bit on the end of the Treasury report is a bit of a breakdown of where we're at with the sale of the commemorative badges. So we've received a total of £174.04. £42 of that went into the bank, £132.04 of that has gone into PayPal. I'll explain the reason for that is that people in America were finding it easier to put money into the PayPal account. making me aware that they were doing it because there were a lot less fees involved and it was much simpler for people to do that. The total postage that we've used, as reflected in the earlier part of the report, is £42.66, which means that was a total of £131 in real terms that's been received for the badges that have been sold. And that works out that we've sold 60 and we have 40 left. It's actually four. There's a bit of a disparity with that. It works out as 40.23 badges at Dunhurst. So I've rounded that up to 40 badges. So we have 40 badges in stock left to sell in amongst that. So I think we've done pretty well personally with that. So can I ask, has anybody got any questions that are arising from the Treasury report?
Hi, I'm an addict named Michael. I have a question about the cost of the bat. I know you in a previous agenda report what the cost of badges were. Could you remind us how much they were, including postage?
I can. Yeah, the total cost of the badges was £220 for 100.
Okay.
Which made them £2.20 a piece.
Hmm.
Pretty simple maths. Does that answer your question, Michael?
It does, thank you.
So if you divide the total received for badges, once you take the postage off, that gives you the number of badges sold, which is approximately 60. And so that would mean we, Is that enough information, Mike?
Plenty, thank you.
Fantastic. Has anybody else got any other questions about the Treasury report they want to ask? Is everybody happy with that as it is?
I'm Mark, I'm Lennox.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, mate. I've just wondered, where does the proceeds from the badges go?
Back into the pot.
Into our general pot, yeah?
Into the Tradition 7 pot, yeah.
Brilliant, that's all I needed to know, thank you.
So effectively, we've got, so far, we've got £131.38 back of our outlay of £220.
Thank you for that.
No worries. Awesome. I mean, if we sell all of them, we've broken even. If we haven't, I'm not sure if it matters. But we're doing okay. They'll be on sale until they're all gone, really, or we decide to do something different. Okay, thanks, guys. So the website report, I'll read through this. Website has been running well, no reported problems, backups have been taken regularly, website content, usual stuff. Okay, so the only bit of difference, and I apologise, I did put this on the WhatsApp group, but maybe people didn't see it. The guidelines page was renamed as information and guidelines because it made more sense. It reflected the content of the page because there's information on there as well as guidelines. And a new link was created. I think most people have got that now to be able to put that out when, because there's still a PayPal button on that page. That hasn't changed. So that's there. Okay, cool. Has anybody got any questions about any of that? They want to ask? Any concerns, any issues? It would be nice to get a voice web servant. I ain't going to live forever. I'll throw that out there, which is why it's on the list of positions vacant. Okay, guys, if no one's got any more questions in regard to the first part of that report, I'm going to hand you over to Michael, who's going to go through the RCM report. What I would ask is, can we let Michael run through the report before we start jumping in with questions? And if you've got any questions you want to ask, can you please put your hand, raise your hand, and I'll see the list of people who have raised hands on my screen, and I will go through them one at a time. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes, thank you, Steve.
That's good.
Awesome, thank you. So, Michael, over to you, my friend.
Family, once again, Michael, addict. And this is, I'm reading off of the report that was issued by the region, which is what actions of basically, so bear with me, I'm doing this sort of going through it just bit by bit just to see what's relevant to us. Just to let you know, the UKSO directors have made the RSC aware that February 1st there'll be a reduction in price of literature. This was one of the goals of the Moving Service Office, which they had recently moved. And there will be a new price list on the new website from that date. And just to let you know, an update on the Treasury has been able to transfer significant portions of funds allotted to NAS and the EDM in their budget. There was a delay due to the COVID travel issues and need to have multiple account signatories attend in person. The fellowship funds have been transferred along with the service structure, with $20,545 each for NAS and EDM. There have been guideline updates, and the RCMs have ratified updated guidelines for the RSC, the UK Comms Committee, the guidelines and guidelines about travel and subsistence for the new roles of admin. Just to let you know that in September, which is kind of a little early to talk about this, but it's very significant, it will be held, the region will be held on the 17th and 18th of September, because it will conflict with the summer European delegates meeting, which, and they cannot serve the fellowship at the RCM and the EDM simultaneously. So that's why they did that. We have and just to let you guys know, we have a new treasurer for the region, and at one time they didn't have a treasurer for the treasurer or vice treasurer. We elected a vice treasurer the previous RSC, and previous to the last one, and now we have a new one named Adam, who's out of England, and the admin team, it will be serving till November 22, when the elections will be held, and delegates second year term. And we have a couple of people who are going to be to 3 years, which will cycle into 2023. Just as you guys probably have known, we've had two of three CAT car reports about the five motions that will be presented at the conference, the World Service Conference. And I can give you that information as if you guys don't know what that is, I think I sent a link to that several weeks ago. And the last one will be the 26th of February. So if anybody's interested, I can leave you webpage, of that, and you can go to the Zoom conference, and you can go to that that CAT car report. And one of the things that was talked about, of course, it's the spiritual principle of Daybook, and it has been released for fellowship consideration, and it will be presented for approval at the Interim World Conference this year. If anybody is interested in that or does not know anything about it, please talk to me after the meeting. UKPI is asked that in order to effectively direct inquiries, the UKPI needs an up-to-date area and regional contact information. There's a lot of requests, not just for PI, but so related, so need wider range of contacts. And that includes, I believe, the UK website as well. And just to let you know, all database information is securely stored, only accessed by two Flow servants. No personal details will be shared without prior consent. And the PI committee will forward any information you can to connect them to your local areas. Which brings me to listing of meetings. Update the meeting schedule for our group so we can tell them that we're online only meeting. Because then on the UK NA webpage, it does say face-to-face meetings, online meetings, and hybrid meetings. So if you're interested, so when you go on that, you could pick and choose whichever one you want to go to. There is a regional ad hoc committee taking place, and I'm not quite sure what that at several of them. So if you want to know more information, go to resource@ukna.org, and it'll tell you what's going on. But one of the things that has been up at region has been regions hosting meetings and looking at the cost and benefits for the fellowship consideration, and those costs then give a smattering of what the fellowship thinks of this is having just a face-to-face meeting as well a hybrid meeting, which is basically a face-to-face as well as people being online, of totally virtual. Virtual and a combination of both meetings across the year, and they're looking into the financial implications, accessibility, and inclusivity, fellowship development, communication. With all that, will be included in the analysis. There are several positions at region that are up. Which are now up right as we're speaking. We need a resource chair, which is a minimum three years, and a service length of 1 year. Vice resource of 2 years, which is 2 years clean and 1 year of length of service. All of them are going to be 1 year length of service. So a vice secretary, which the clean time requirement is 2 years, and tech support there for two, which is 2 years clean, continuous. If you're interested, you can go to the resource group at ukna.org. Give me just a moment, I'm just seeing something. Okay, this is something about expenses paid by the RSC, which I don't think affects us because we don't physically go to region. Basically, the only other information that would probably affect us is because. At last region, because we just recently elected a treasurer and a vice treasurer. They're right now in the middle of sorting out all the information that pertains to the region and the funding of the region, and so they'll give us a diagnostics of the breakdown of what's been spent, what hasn't been spent, what can, and at the next, as far as I know, at the next RC, and that will probably give us more information whether how much we want to donate, if we want to donate to the RSC and the fund. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions about fund flow, including why we have given to the EDM as well as world any contribution when all of our finances have not been tallied up. So I believe that's it for me. Any questions from the floor related to my report? And I'll turn it back over to you guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Anybody got any questions they want to give? Ask Michael from that. For a bit of clarity, I can say that I put the link on the chat box. We are now listed as an area with our contact details and when we meet and how to find where we meet as an ASC. Mm-hmm. And UKPI, in the absence of a UKPI subcommittee and chair, etc., have been given the ASC@hitna.org email as a contact, as well as Michael's email of rcm@hitna.org.uk. So they've got contacts for us if they need to. That's about it, I think. But that's all I want to add to that. Has anybody else got any other questions they want to?
Elfie had her hand up.
Hi. Yeah. Is it okay to ask
a question? Please go ahead, Penelope. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for your report, Michael, and thank you for your service. And my name's Penelope, I'm an addict. I just wondered if what the reaction at the region was to us joining. I don't know if they thought it was okay or just normal, or if anybody had anything to say about us and were curious or any of that stuff.
Okay. At the time when we were allowed to come back, it was not met with, as far as I seen, any apprehension. More so, they were very grateful that we were there, and I felt like we got. We were accepted as a region with open arms. And the one person I could say honestly was the chair of region, who was just elected as chair, was one of our biggest, best cheerleaders. And the other thing is, another group who's basically primarily online, gave us props as well, and of course gave us hell, but and they're noted for doing so. Their region is also looking to be seated as a region, as well, because of our seating as a region.
Do you mean area?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
region. Yes.
Yeah. Who is that? Can I ask that?
I won't give specific names, but I'll tell you it's the oh God, what do they call themselves?
Awesome.
Farsi speaking meeting. Thank you.
Oh, great. Right. Look at that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. New era, huh? Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Anybody else?
I was going to say, has anybody else got any more questions for?
Dark horror.
Dark horror. Awesome. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael, for your service.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Excellent stuff. Okay, I would say that Michael and I have agreed that we'll get together in the next couple of days after this ASC, and between us put together an area report, which we'll put on the WhatsApp group just prior to it being submitted. But we need to get a move on with that, because there is a cut-off date to enable that to be included in the pre-region report. So Michael and I have agreed that we will get together and do that, and let you guys see it before we press the send button, if that's okay. Okay, thank you, guys. So the next thing we've got is group reports. So with that, I'm just going to launch into the list as presented, or as I see it. Pull it up so I can remember. I ought to remember by now, really, didn't I think? I'm going to start as I see it on the list here. So with Sunday. Do we have anybody here from the Sunday Just for Today meeting who would like to give a report on that meeting? Hi. Monday Step and Tradition meeting. I think that's Jay. With us, Jane?
I don't think she's here. I think she didn't come.
No, Jay's here, I think.
Oh, Jay, yeah.
Okay, I can say on behalf of that meeting, I do a little bit of standing service there. I do get to it whenever I can. It's running well. Nothing to report, really, other than that. It's carrying a good message, etc. Okay, guys, so the Monday Let's Get Better Together meeting, is anybody?
I'm Mark, I'm an addict.
Hi, Mark.
Well, I haven't done this for a while, so you'll have to put up with me. There's a good message carried at the meeting. The numbers fluctuate from, sometimes it's like 9 up to about 12, 13 sort of thing. I think most of the positions are filled. We can always do with more. Always do with more people coming, sort of thing. So I'd like to put that out there. And unless there's anything I've forgotten, that's the report. And if there is something I've forgotten, please ask, and I'll try and answer it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
I want to have a bit after the report, if there's any matters arising. Questions that anybody has in respect to their report. So we have then the Tuesday lunchtime meditation meeting.
Christina Menardick.
Hello, Christine.
Hello, Christine. Hello. Well, everything's running well. It's still very small. Sometimes it's few as 6 people, and I think the most we've had is 15 in one meeting. There are service positions available. There is alternate chair. We have someone who chairs alternate weeks. And we need as usual in meetings, in many meetings, we're offering a service position of posting the meetings to anyone who might be interested. And someone's got their mic on. Thank you. And it would be good if people could, and I'm not very good at doing it, I must admit, announce the meeting in some other meetings just to remind people. That would be helpful. That's it. It's very small, but it's working.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Thanks.
So is anyone here from the Ask It Basket meeting?
Name Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, everybody. Just to let you know, the meeting's going very well. We get an average about 15 people per meeting. If I could be wrong about that. It always starts slow and then it builds up. The message is being carried. We're cycling through all the topics. Thanks to our fabulous chair secretary. Right now, I think we need someone to help post for this meeting. Unfortunately, the previous person had put in resigned. So if anybody's interested in posting that meeting, so far the secretary is doing double duty, secretary and posting, but it can be quite complicated if need be. So that's pretty much, we do have a beautiful little beautiful greeter, and she comes quite off, quite consistently. So I can't think of anything else. Can you add anything to that, Ellie?
No, just that, you know, you've covered it all, and thank you for the compliment.
Okay, you're very welcome. Anyway, that's it for me. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I would just like to ask Deb.
Thanks, Michael.
Deb's has joined us. If she'd like to give an introduction, let us know who she is and what she's here, why she's here.
Hi, I'm Deb, and I'm an addict. I'm sorry I'm late. I was at an appointment in Hexham this morning, which is a fair trek away, and it was running late, which is why I'm kind of running behind a bit. But I'm here in my capacity as treasurer to Higna. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Hi, Deb. Thank you.
Good, Debs. You muted yourself, Steve.
That would help, wouldn't it? I always talk to the oldest person in the room. Not quite, you know what I mean. Okay, so Wednesday, 1 p.m. just for today meeting. With us.
Nothing to report, as there was nothing to report for the Monday meeting.
Thank you, Jay. Awesome. Good man.
Hey.
And the Wednesday Higna Women's Meeting at 6 p.m.
Yeah, hi, Claire Addict.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Glad you
hi, Claire.
This meeting, you know, I came in today just because, you know, to represent, but we don't have officially filled service positions. I am not the GSR. I can just let you know that I've, you know, been on the chairing commitment since last September. So I can say we average between 5 and 9 people per meeting, but mostly we lean towards less than 9. But, you know, we always have enough people that suit up and show up, and we have a great meeting. And I don't know, the meeting could, you know, use support, absolutely. But I don't like to be, you know, a nudge about it. So I don't announce it every time. I think that's all I got on that. Yeah, so thanks.
Thank you, Claire, for your service. Well,
thank you, Claire.
That'll get noted in the minutes, and again, if the meeting needs support, I mean, we're all here, so kind of be mindful of that. Thank you.
Can I just jump in on that? Deb's addict.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. Okay. I know Claire over the airwaves, and she's done a great job chairing this meeting. As many of you know, the girls tend to give me a shout if they need some support from somebody else in Higna, female in Higna. It is a meeting that does need some support. So, and it probably could do with other people in the background who can step up and do some service when Claire is unable to make it due to work commitments. So, yeah, you know, please take on board what she's saying. They're doing a great job. It is a small meeting, and it is a good meeting, but it could do with a bit of support. Thank you.
Thank you, Debs.
Thank you, Debs.
Okay, guys, so we have Thursday, which is the IP lunchtime meeting.
Hi, my name's Penelope, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Penelope.
Because I'm here for the GSR commitment for Friday, I just thought I'd report for the meeting's well attended. It carries a good message. We get between 6 and 22 people, and we did try with the mental health IP to split it up into 3, and over the course of the 3 meetings that we did consecutively, we lost a lot of people. I don't know why. I think we decided in the end that it may be a better place for the mental health pamphlet is the illness and recovery meeting. I don't know, the jury's still out on that, but we have had a few newcomers, and some people like it, some people come back, regulars, and and the Friday Living Clean meeting's very well attended, very strong message, a lot of clean time, recovery, and we had a group conscience recently, and we talked a lot about this bad book, and a few people. We did start a WhatsApp group. I think everybody knows that, to look at it, but because of what Michael's reported back from the region, that it is more or less, as it stands, a done deal for representing that version for consideration at the WSC, it will probably either get passed or not. We also talked about money and money that was allotted for something that came up out of a discussion, which was about PI in Scotland, I think maybe Steve will be able to explain a bit more about what's going on with that. And because we did talk at one point, we did talk about public service announcements, poster drops, and all sorts of, and whether we need a subcommittee for public information, or if it's just a person, a PI person. Similarly with H&I, all the subcommittees, and I don't know that we've got enough people. I think that was the decision that came out of that. All the service commitments are filled, except we could probably do with an alternate GSR, but that's a luxury at this point. I don't think there's anything else. Probably we need more meetings, and maybe that will happen. I think that's it today, I think, Steve.
Thank you, Penelope. Slipped past Friday there too, thank you. So that leaves the Saturday speaker meeting, and Ellie, I think.
Yes, meeting's going well. We have really good speakers. I believe that we have a year's worth of speakers, I was told, at least for 2022. There were about 15, sometimes even more, that come to the meeting. Has a good atmosphere of recovery. There's really nothing more to report. I think it's just going well. It's a strong meeting.
Thank you, Ellie.
Did someone speak up for the illness and recovery meeting?
Oh. I missed that one. Thank you, Christine. Yes, illness in recovery meeting.
It's a very strong meeting. We have apparently the biggest attendance on HIGNA at the moment. We have a lot of regular members who come every week. We attract new members. I don't know if they're newcomers to NE, but we certainly attract new members. And we're looking for a GSR because Jim had to hand that commitment in after doing it for years. We also could do, we've just got a new guy come in who's doing the posting. He's very committed. And I don't know if Tony wants an alternate chair, or I could certainly do with an alternate moderator. That's it. Carrie's a good message. We do use the, in times of illness booklet, we use the, we do read excerpts from the mental health and recovery leaflet, Penelope. And we also post links for both of those every week. And on the last Thursday of the month, we have a speaker who shares for half an hour or so on their experience of living with a secondary illness in recovery. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Christine, and apologies again for
Thank you, Christine.
Okay, guys, so I'm just going to ask, has anybody got any questions or matters arising from any of those group reports they'd like to bring up or ask?
I'm Mark, I'm an edit.
Hi, Mark.
It's not specifically based on any of the reports, but it sort of, well, in my head, it sort of makes sense to talk about it now. When I used to work, for a drug and alcohol agency, and we used to have students there and doing their degrees and things, and other workers that didn't know about NA and asked me if I would take people to obviously get the meeting open and take people to the meeting. And I work charity, I'm doing some charity work now. I've had the same sort of thing come up that, you know, they signpost people, but they don't know what they're signposting people to. And I was just wondering what people thought about maybe having them, if it come up that someone wanted to go to a meeting, because, you know, for them to signpost people to NA, they need to experience it. Well, I think they need to experience it. And I was just wondering what other people thought and whether that would be a possibility. It wouldn't be every week, you know, it might only be once every few months, but I just thought for us it was a good opportunity to get workers on side to send people to NA meetings. I just wondered what other people thought about that.
Thank you, Mark.
Penelope Addicts. Can we discuss this now?
Jay's got his hand up. Can I just get Jay to jump in first? I'll come to you next.
Sorry, jumped in.
Go ahead, Jay.
As long as it's an open meeting, people can go to any open meeting. I mean, virtual sends professionals and students from all over the globe to open meetings, and that's what we tell them. As long as it's an open meeting, you can't share. Anybody's welcome at an open meeting. As long as it's not a closed meeting, bring them. There's nothing to discuss.
No, I get that, Jay, but it was just that it was the meetings, the HIGNA meetings specifically. Because, they're all closed.
No, that's not true. For clarity, no. I can just let you know that the Monday and Wednesday 1 p.m. meetings are both open meetings. Thursday IP meeting is an open meeting, and as is the Saturday meeting. So there's, I think, what's that, five of our meetings are open, designated as open. So, I mean, if anybody knows anybody that's interested in coming to one of our meetings, they can attend any of those. Yeah, it's Monday lunchtime, Wednesday lunchtime, Thursday lunchtime, and Saturday. So it's four, not five. So it's four of our
Thanks
meetings.
Thanks. I didn't realize that. So thank you very much.
No worries. So Penelope, did you want to just say something, and then I'll call on Christine?
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to discuss it now, but Penelope, I just wondered if
some kind of public information could be used in sort of facilitating what Mark's suggesting. That's all. But that maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, but that does seem to come up quite a lot for me. It's like, how do we get out our message to get people to come to our meetings, you know? I know I do post the link to lots of people on different platforms I'd go to, so I don't know if that helps.
Christina Menard.
Yeah, hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
You have an extremely informative website. Frankly, I don't really buy that professionals don't know about any. In my experience, they certainly don't understand any, and there's a lot of misinformation among professionals. But like I said, we have a very good informative website. It says a lot about HIGNA. It says a lot about any in general. And I think there is a section on there for professionals, isn't there, Steve?
There is indeed, yeah. It's in the information pages.
On the information pages, there's a link for professionals. If you are, I think it's right at the beginning somewhere. If you're a professional seeking information, please click here. That, you know, that, so I don't really understand what the issue is there.
What I was trying to say was some of them want to know actually how an NA meeting works, and for me, yeah, you can have pages for professionals and blah blah blah, but actually going to a meeting is more, and I think they'd get more out of them reading for a professional or what. I agree they're good platforms and things, and I used to use them when I was working in the field, but it's just these people would like to go to an NA meeting or come to an NA meeting.
They can, and I would suggest that the Monday and Wednesday lunchtime ones are probably, and the Thursday one, the lunchtime during the day ones are ones that they could do in work time. There's nothing to stop them from coming.
No.
You know, so I think the questions, I hope your question's been answered, Mark.
It has. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thank you, guys. And Michael has his hand up.
Yeah, just to let you know that when we do the reading, when we start our meeting, if there's nobody in the meeting that I don't recognize, I read that little, we get this little blurb that says, this is a closed meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, and they go on to that, and it does tell you, direct you to websites in which you can go to a regular regular online meeting that is open to the public. So that covers that. It just in case somebody just accidentally comes to our meeting and doesn't know and doesn't know where to go.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. My name's Penelope and I'm an addict. I'd just like to come back in about this because I have a Scottish friend who lived in London and he's now back in Glasgow, and he asked me to do a chair in a Glasgow East meeting, and unbeknownst to me, he invited, it was an open meeting, but he invited a GP, and she was never had a clue about NA before, and she was blown away by the love in the meeting and everybody who shared. And you know, she sent a message that, you know, she was going to send people to NA. And I think the thing that's missing is the connection. Oh, it's okay, oh, if they happen to read our website, but I think that the actual proactive bit is what public information do. And that's all I've got to say about it.
Thank you, Christine. Sorry, not Christine. Thank you, Penelope. Okay, guys, and I would say that, I mean, we've got a little bit about PI later on in the agenda here, so we can speak to some of those questions, if that's okay with people. Thanks. I'm aware Lisa will make note of the service opportunities that are existing in the various groups that have been mentioned here. I don't think we've got anybody standing up today looking to jump in.
Sorry, my hand is up again.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Christine.
I just wanted to, because Penelope brought it up, I wasn't sure when or if we were going to discuss it at this meeting, but the spiritual principle, a day book, yes, we were told it was a fait accompli. However, Colleen and I continued reviewing the readings. We didn't get through the whole book.
Can I just say, Christine, we've got that in under new business. Can we come back to that?
Sorry.
Is that okay?
So how long do you think it will be before we discuss this?
We've got a couple of other items just to quickly go through, and that is under, that's new business.
Okay, thank you.
So okay, is that okay? I just want to kind of,
we're going to get a slot or not.
Yeah, awesome, thank you. And Ellie has her hand raised.
Hi, I'm Ellie Manatic. I don't know whether this comes under new business, but I was just wondering if, since Blue Jeans has been updated, there's more ways to get rid of bombers. I recently sat in a meeting, wasn't our meeting, but there were so many people bombing the meeting. And I don't know, I guess you have to have a computer or something. I don't know if a phone is able to get rid of people. I never tried it. I only use a computer. However, could we have like an a quick tour of the new features for Blue Jeans, and so we can learn what they do? I pretty much know what they are. I just haven't used them all. That's it. I don't know if that's under new business or something we could talk about right now.
Yeah, thank you, Ellie. There are a few more new features available to us. Maybe we could put together a little PowerPoint or something and throw it up on the WhatsApp group, or a little video or something like that, so people can get to see what those things are. How would that sound?
Sounds like a good idea to me, Steve. Thank you very much.
Okay, we could certainly look at that. Perhaps, Ellie, I mean, am I quite happy to get involved in doing that? If anybody else would like to take part in that process, we could kind of get together and actually have a look at it through using one of the other rooms and just go through it and then do some screenshots and then put some arrows and some little bits and pieces. That's all it really is. Is that the sort of thing you're looking for, Ellie?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think more moderators are not aware that you can mute people. You could single them out, mute them, and they can't get back in, and could mute their video as well as put them in the waiting room.
Yeah, that wouldn't be difficult to do. I'll throw something up on the WhatsApp group and make it in the next few days, and we can get some people willing to kind of take part in that process, just review what we're doing, and quite happy to do that. Perhaps Tony and I could get together with that in our respective positions of chair and vice. Are you up for that, Tony?
I'm up for that, Steve. Thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you. Okay, guys. Okay, so moving swiftly on. Thank you, everybody, for the group reports and for being here. It's really nice. And it's good to see someone from the women's meeting here, Claire. Thank you very much. Awesome. Please keep coming back. Okay, so the old business we've got is the first bit is motion. Is the motion. It has been up on the WhatsApp group. I've got it in front of me. I could screen share it if people would like that. Does anybody want to see the screen share?
Yes, please, Steve. I'll be happy to see that on the screen, please.
Okay, so let me just pull it up, and I'll see if I can get this to function. Let me see. Where am I? Motion, 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 motion. There it is. I'm putting it up on the screen. I'm going to screen share it. Yeah, I'll do that, I think. Okay, so can we all see that? Hello, hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so this is in response to a motion that was brought to the ASC a couple of months ago, or the last time we met, asking for some clarity around the approval process for literature. Michael and I, as the RCM, committed to spending some time, which we managed to do when he came down and visited a couple of weeks back, and we went through what the motion was and tried to make it some sense. So the motion actually reads now, motion to direct the World Board to amend the Guide to World Services in NA approval process for recovery literature, specifically subsection B, approval form literature, to increase the minimum time for new book-length pieces of NA literature from 150 days to one full conference cycle or 2 years, whichever is closest. This is the UKNA motion form that they ask to be used to present motions to region. So the question is, why is the motion necessary? And we came up with the same time period of 150 days is currently applied to all NA literature, regardless of its size or content. For example, the fellowship is given the same time period to assess, review and approve an IP of 2 pages as that of much longer pieces, such as the SPAD. It is this disparity which this motion hopes to address. What are the specific objectives of the proposal? To separate shorter lengths of NA approval form literature, such as IPs, from the longer pieces, thus allowing the fellowship more time to be thorough in its decision-making process prior to their final approval. And the next question they want to ask is, what human and financial resources are required? The answer would be, if this motion is adopted by the UKNA region for inclusion in the CAR for 2023, which would have to be by August, the RD team would need to liaise with the World Board to ensure its CAR readiness. So that's what we came up with in response to the motion that was brought and adopted by us as an ASC. So I don't know if you want to discuss that or whether that's just people are happy with it. So I'm just going to, again, I'm going to have to close this because I can't manage the, unless you can, Tony, can you manage the hands up bit and let me know? Hello?
Right, I've got Penelope. I've just lost it. It was there a minute ago. Penelope first, then Christine.
Thank you. Penelope.
Hi, Penelope Addict. Just wonder, I think there was some discrepancy about which version was up for approval. And
can I stop you there then, Penelope? Because isn't about the SPAD.
Yeah.
Cited as an example, but this isn't related to the spiritual principle of day, but this is asked, this is too late.
Yeah, I understand that, Steve, but it doesn't cover that, you know, this is an example of they have been putting out drafts for quite a long time for fellowship to look at, but this is the first time there's been a sort of finished book that they want to put up to be approved, and it doesn't address that in this motion.
It kind of does, because it's called something else. The what you're talking about was review form. This is an approval form. They are quite specific. We could add it for clarity.
I'm Christina Menadic. I actually originally put this motion to our ASC, and I am very happy with the wording. It is exactly what I meant when I put the motion forward to the ASC, and I think it talks about the wording that's used to separate shorter lengths of any approval form literature. So it's the final stage that we're talking about before it's approved to go to the printers. I think that's clear. I think it's implicit in the proposal.
Thank you, Christine.
And I'd like to thank you, Steve and Michael, for doing that bit of work. It looks really cool to me. And yeah, it sounds, it looks absolutely perfect.
Thank you, Tony. Penelope, just do you feel your concern has been addressed?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're all happy with it, I don't see that. What I was trying to say is that in that process, it takes a long time to have got to this point, and that's the point at which we need extended time to look at it and put it out for approval, because this is the draft that it is up for approval. That's all. And the fellowship haven't had time to look at the approved draft. No, the latest draft, the one that they're putting up for approval. That's all. I don't know if that wording covers it. I'm not sure. Obviously, I bow to your superior knowledge.
Penelope, I'm confused as to why you think we haven't said that. It says approval form literature, which is what is currently circulating. It says it. There is no confusion as far as I can see.
Has anybody else got anything they want to add to this discussion?
Penelope's got a hand up again.
Hi, Penelope, go ahead. Hello.
Haven't okay. got any more to say.
Thank you, Penelope. I'm looking at it and wondering whether there's, I kind of understand what Penelope's saying, that maybe in the why is the motion necessary or what are the specific objectives bit, that we could put a sentence in there that would clarify that the difference between review draft and approval form, or in support of this motion, if we're supporting it, that's something that Michael would be able to actually explain at the RSC should the question come up. How does that sound?
For me, it feels like if it's not in the motion itself and it got passed, they could always do what they've done this time. That's all.
Got you. Okay. Give us a bit of time to think about that, because we did agonise over the wording of this, and adding a sentence, we need to very carefully think about what we're trying to say. I actually get what you're saying, Penelope. I'm hearing what
Thank
you're
you.
saying. In principle, pending a little bit of an adjustment, how do we as ASC feel about supporting this motion and asking Michael to present it to the regional steering to the region in a couple of weeks' time?
I support it totally.
Has anybody got any objections to it? It needs to be seconded, by the way. Christy is obviously proposing it as such, but I mean, it needs to be seconded, so we'd need someone to second it.
The motion, if it's possible.
Fantastic. So, are we happy with that? Pending a look at the wording to see if we can include something that will clarify the difference between approval form and review form.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, guys. So we're going to say that is passed, and Michael and I will get. Spend 5 minutes looking at that, or however long it takes to try and figure out how to make that. But I think Michael gets the gist of what's being said here, and would be able to convey that to the region to region when the time comes as well. So thank you, guys. I'll stop sharing that. 5 minutes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the next thing is this Orkney PI presentation. Those that were here last time round would be aware that we had a contact via a non-related agency to addiction on the Orkney Islands, who was responded to and then passed that information on to someone who was directly involved in substance misuse services on Orkney. Another conversation was had with them, they expressed an interest in us as an area providing a PI presentation to an organisation in Scotland known as Alcohol and Drug Partnerships, which is an amalgamation of cross-party services, everything from the police to the NHS, drug and alcohol services, child services, probation, etc., etc. A very broad spectrum. It was agreed that we would do that, and we'd also use that as an opportunity to make a first point of contact with UKPI, which was done. The question was asked. They actually asked for a specific request be put in, and I can share this too if people want to see it. This is the request that we put in. Okay, I'm assuming people can see this too. Again, this material is actually on the ASC page. Do you want me to read this through, or can you read it from yourselves?
Fine to read it by myself.
Okay.
I'm happy to read it by myself at a later stage. Later on.
Okay, so if you, I mean, just tell me when you want me to scroll through.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had a chance to read that.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
Is everyone happy? Can I stop sharing that for a minute?
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Fantastic. Okay, so where we're at with that currently is we have formed a little kind of work group, which is made up of Michael, RRCM. I'm in communication with Penelope on it. We've also involved Lisa and Spider as one of our members who's interested in taking part in this. We've had an offer from the chair of UKPI to do the kind of opening gambit of any presentation to be made, which would be a workshop they do, which is called Myths and Realities, which they use frequently in front of professionals. Which takes you through the kind of what NA is and what NA for clarity, and a little bit of the history of Narcotics Anonymous globally and in the UK. The idea then would be to have one of our members talk about our experience of service delivery in remote and rural locations, very short. And then a goldfish bowl meeting, which would be two members talking about their experience of finding recovery in Narcotics Anonymous and what online recovery is meant to them. And there'll be a question and answer sessions. There'll be plenty of opportunity for questions and answers that runs through. Where we're at with that currently is that we've now communicated that basic rundown of what the presentation would be to the ADP via the substance abuse worker, and we're waiting for a response from them in terms of time. To give you a basic idea of where that works, the ADPs usually meet quarterly. We believe they met last, probably just before Christmas. So there will be an ADP coming up in April. So they will have a meeting where as a group of individuals, they'll be able to discuss that. And one assumes that they will get back to us. So I would think it wouldn't be into April, May, June, July. Probably sometime in July or August before we actually are in a position to be able to move forward with that presentation. That's kind of where we're at with it. I think it's been really important process for us to introduce ourselves to UKPI. We do have an account now with what they call Basecamp, which is their communications stream, which is emails and all the rest of it. where we can keep an eye on what they're doing, and also we can let them know what we're doing. So we've now got a point of contact with UKPI as a first step. So, okay, that's kind of where it's at. I can see some questions, and I'm going to jump on that, and I'm going to ask Christine is first on the list. Hello, Christine. Hello.
Sorry, I don't actually. I don't. My hand must have still been up from the last time. I don't have any further.
Okay, no worries.
This matter.
Okay, Michael, would you like to? You've got something to add to this.
I do. When the presentation happens, will it be a audio visual presentation, or will it just be a audio presentation?
No, it would be audio visual. Because there'll be a PowerPoint run through it, possibly a video, mm-hmm. and then a video conference.
Okay, great. That's why I was thinking, wanting to know. Thank you.
Anybody else that wants us to talk about that? I think going back to what the question that Mark raised, this is the first point of contact for us actually getting involved in doing some serious public information in such a way. I agree with Mark's comment that we need to be doing more if we can. My response would be that some of this is related to the autonomy of the groups. If as a group and you're an open group listed as such, there's nothing to stop the members of that group putting the information about their meeting out there if they felt that that was appropriate. Obviously, it would be nice for us to be kind of communicated with to say you're doing that, because there may be other implications to the other groups. But yeah, there's nothing to stop us as groups to actually put our information out there in the usual places. Penelope, you have a question. Hello. Penelope?
Oh, sorry. I'd muted myself, sorry. Some groups that are closed, I wonder if during this period of time we could, once this goes out, we could reevaluate whether we're still a closed group. So we make an announcement at the beginning of the group if it's going to be open by request.
Okay, that is a format that is available to us on the BMLC. We could put open on request.
Yeah.
That's up to the individual conscience of each group.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you.
Well, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, right, okay. So moving forward, the idea would be, and there's a member of HIGNA who's actually willing to do this, if the idea of setting up an H&I meeting, which wouldn't be listed on our website as such, but it would be made available to healthcare professionals and other interested parties as a possibility moving forward, one a week. The best example I can think of that would be the Kent area, have a meeting that they set up on a Wednesday afternoon on Zoom that they've made available to local treatment centres and healthcare professionals, et cetera, within the Kent area, that has had quite a lot of success. What that's meant is that treatment centres were facilitating that process in their facilities. And what's come from that is that treatment centres, two or three treatment centres, do attend their regularly scheduled meeting. So it's kind of something that we're looking at moving forward with. I mean, I'm not sure if we're ready for that just yet. We need to do a bit more work. And certainly, I think this opportunity to connect with the ADPs through Orkney is a massive opportunity for us as an area to expand into the other ADPs, because every area in Scotland has one, to start looking at how we're going to go about that process. Does that make sense to people? Yes, no, don't, no, don't, can.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
But I think as individual members, if we have connections with any of these organisations and feel we want to make a contact, to let us know, because I think it's important that this is done via our pygna.org emails and not individual email addresses. Let us know, and we can work together to get a message, get something put together as an email, as a point of contact to any organisations that any of us feel might be interested in such in such a thing, and also the awareness of the meetings just in general anyway. Okay. Has anybody got any more questions about any of this? Are we happy for us to just kind of plough on quietly, getting doing what we can, and report back to you guys as often as we can to let you know where we're at with it all?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everyone else that's been involved in helping that. So I do. Michael's been in touch with local ASCs and stuff like that as well, which has been really useful. Kind of taking the temperature of where we're at. We're feeling our way into this stuff as much as the other things. Okay, so the next item would be, thank you. The next item is listing HICNA meetings on UKNA website. I think Tony's got some interest. So Tony, over to you, mate.
Hi there, thanks very much, Steve. As said, basically Steve and I need to get together really to actually start this process. I'm in Spain at the moment. As soon as I get back, I'm going to get everything back on the roll again, and hopefully we'll be fully uploaded to the UK website for the availability of our meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. I think again, I would say that if any meetings feel strongly about that, please jump onto the UKNA website, follow the trail of breadcrumbs, and add your meeting. Thank you. Any questions? I'll take that as a no. Old business guidelines, HICNA policy. We're still not there yet. I would say that as part of the kind of treasury thing, Debs and I have been looking at the idea of putting together a mission statement. We're not anywhere near, so that's the first part of getting any guidelines on area mission statement. We're kind of looking at that. Well, as soon as we've got anything to show, we'll show it. In the meantime, I am aware that there were a number of people that were interested and keen to get together and try and work out some specific area guidelines for us. I don't know where we're at with any of that. Anybody's got anything they want to say, please say it.
Ask a question about that.
Go ahead.
Oh God! One second. Hush, Domino. Hush, Domino. Come on, stop. Sorry, my dog's gone. I'm going to leave it for now.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. All right. So, moving on slightly. Tradition 7. We've got little over £1,150 in the pot. Anybody got any things that they would like us to do with it? It has come up in conversation with whether or not we might want to send the guys at the Alton ADP a kind of introductory pack of literature, public information stuff.
Question about that. Have they got in touch with you about that? And can you hear me?
Yep.
And I think that's a good idea, as long as they are expecting it, or if they ask or they want some more information prior to the presentation.
Thank you. Yeah, I meant to bring that up. I mean, what I was wondering about doing was getting in touch, because it looks like it's not going to be until the summer that the presentation will go ahead. Would it be worth our getting in touch with UKPI and say what would they recommend as being a useful pack to send them? Would people be happy for us to do that? Penelope has her hand up.
Yes, Penelope, I wonder if we allot some money, ring fence it or whatever the term is, for whatever happens then, you know, but at the time when it's relevant. But in the meantime, I think it's a great idea to go through UKPI and perhaps donate a little bit to the region. When's the next region?
March.
It's the second weekend of March.
Yeah. I would say, just to remind folk, that we did vote on a moratorium against making any further donations to region until such times as we had a full treasury report back from them.
I was just thinking more of a sort of goodwill, but if people want to stay with the moratorium, that's fine with me.
Anyone got anything they want to add to that?
Yeah, Deb's treasurer.
Hi, Debs.
You hear me okay, can you?
Hi, Debs.
I'm lying on the sofa because I've had my back done. I'm on a little poxy laptop, but hopefully it's working. I'm just going to throw a spanner. Well, it's not a spanner in the works, really. I'm a bookkeeper and finance controller by trade, so I always err on the side of caution, as Steve will tell you. And whilst I'm not interfering with day-to-day Higna business because I'm not that actively involved with it, I don't think it would be a bad idea. Steve and I were chatting off the cuff about the other day the state of people's finances, and people are going to be struggling a bit, etc., etc. I don't think it would be a bad idea to probably, if we can, up the prudent reserve by another £100.
Thanks, Debs. Anybody got any thoughts on that? It's currently £500.
Thank you, Debs.
Which is 2 years operating expenses.
I have a question. May I ask why?
Why would we?
Why? Well, sorry, Debs Addict. Why? My thinking, Michael, is that people are starting to feel the pinch in all aspects of life. You know, the electric is going up, household bills are going up, let's put it like that. And it may be, not necessarily will be, it may be that we see a slowing down of donations because people simply can't afford to donate. Therefore, my thinking as a treasurer is that, you know, we still have bills to cover and they may well increase. That if we have some surplus, perhaps we should just up the prudent reserve a bit. But as I say, I am a manager of people's finances by nature, so I always err on the side of caution. Maybe I am barking up the wrong tree, who knows?
Thanks, All opinions
I just need clarification. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. I mean, how do we feel as a body? Do we want to think about increasing our prudent reserve, or are we happy where it is? I'm going to take that silence that we're happy where it is, because no one's jumping up. So, yeah, let's save more money.
I do have one quick question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Doing this. The in the earlier treasury, you specified that it's 159 and X amount of pence to a year for.
Yeah,
the blue jeans, right? Is that a one-off payment for the year, or is that increments of?
No, that's a one-off payment. How it stands is, we pay £207 a year. £207.64 a year is our annual expenses to support the existence of the blue jeans account and the website. They are our only fixed expenses.
Right.
The website and domain is on a kind of rolling figure, which gets updated, which gets paid by, I think the domain name, not a lot of money, that's currently fixed now for 10 years. I'm sure it's 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The actual website, the hosting account is every 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Which is a chunk of money every 3 years that gets paid out. But the average, the reason for putting the information on there is that our annual expenses are £207.64 currently for this current year. That can go up or down. It went down last time. We actually got a reduction in the blue jeans fee this year, but that may not be the case next year. That may go up or down. So that's why. So we our prudent reserve is 2 years, approximately 2 years operating expenses, which we haven't done for a while, but that's in the bank, and we sweep the bank and put the excess into the PayPal account. That hasn't been done for a while. It probably needs to get done, because we agreed that that's what we would do a couple of years ago, last year, I think. Can't remember. Okay, does that answer your question, Michael?
Very much so.
Thank you. Cool. Okay, I'll leave it. That what I will do is I will contact UKPI, ask them what they think about us possibly sending up a bunch of stuff to the ADP in prior to them having this discussion in April around whether they want us to do a presentation later in the year, which might be a useful thing to do, to give them some stuff to look at rather than make a decision blind as such. Although I'm sure they've looked at the websites and stuff by now, but it might be a useful thing. If I speak to UKPI and email the substance abuse team worker that we're in contact with and ask the question, are people happy for me to do that?
I am, very much so.
Thank you. I think we're all going to sleep. I do apologise. I know this is very dry, some of it. Okay, so if we're done with that and no one's got any more questions with regard to that, to Division 7 stuff currently, and it's back to the same old group. If we can't make a decision, let's not make a decision just yet. Although there is an issue. I think once Michael gets a definitive answer from the region and we get this full, as promised, forensic treasury report on what's been happening with money at region over the last 2 years, because no one seems to know. And I am aware, by the way, that the UK region PayPal account is, I was informed, I don't know how accurate this is, but there was a belief that the UK PayPal account is still frozen, which means there are issues similar to the ones that the NA at Home guys got through last year where they have the same thing happen, but it sounds like it's not resolved. So I'm really uncomfortable. Personally, I'm uncomfortable with that. So I'd be much happier when Michael can come back to let us know exactly what's going on before we make a decision about putting money somewhere that we don't know where it's going to go. Okay, so the new business is the car report. I'm not sure if we want to discuss those issues right now, do we? There has been a suggestion made that we have an extra ASC towards the end of March. Bye, Claire.
Bye, Claire.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
No, that wasn't me. I was saying goodbye to Colleen. I'm still here.
Oh, right. Okay. There you go. Cool. Fantastic. Right. Okay. So there has been some discussion around the idea. We have discovered that the region delegate, taking that the next RSC is going to be on the, Michael, tell me, is it the 11th, 12th and 13th of March or the 4th, 5th and 6th, Michael?
The regional delegate?
No, yeah, sorry, the RRCM. Is the next region the 4th and 5th, 4th, 5th, 4th, 5th and 6th?
It's pardon me, it's 5th and, the 12th and 13th of next month.
Okay, fantastic. So the next RSC is going to be then. We've discovered, and I've had confirmed by the regional delegate, the cutoff date for submission of car conscience from us as an area is the 31st of March.
Right.
So the...
You have an extraordinary ASC.
Yeah, that was the discussion as to whether or not to fully discuss the car motion specifically. Do we want to convene an extraordinary ASC as such in March, the week before that? So that would be the week beginning the 21st to the 25th. Mm-hmm. What day might we want to do that? And where might we want to do that? And do people think that that would be something that would be used?
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone has got the head left to discuss it today.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to attend another meeting in 3 weeks.
Yep.
You know, if the cutoff date is the 31st, then I think we should make it the third week, say, and so that we've got a couple of weeks to discuss, to take things back to our groups. Not that many people from the groups will actually get involved, but we can at least signpost them to the motions.
Absolutely. I'm going to come to that in a second. So... it's actually a month. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. So it would be, I could throw a suggestion out that we do it in the same time, same place on the 24th of March.
I'm okay with that.
Is everyone happy with that?
I'm fine with it.
That would
be able to attend that day, Steve, because I'm coming back to UK on the 24th of March.
Okay.
But you can carry on without me, if that's okay with you.
Well, that's okay with me. Is that all right with you? Are you happy to do that? I mean, this would be specifically for GSRs, really.
Just to let you guys know, so if you want to get your brains exploding, there's another car report on the 26th, which is this Saturday, at 11 to 12.
Right, okay, so we could...
post that, the link for that, Michael, please?
Michael will put it on the WhatsApp group, I feel sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll put that on the WhatsApp group. Anybody can go to that, and they do their best to explain virtually every motion that's on the car report.
So we could do this on the 28th, then? That still gives us 3 days to submit the result.
Perfectly fine.
How about that? How about the 28th, Monday the 28th?
My name's Penny and I'm an addict. I'm actually not sure. My plans about going to Spain are really uncertain, depending on my daughter.
Okay.
I've got a ticket and it's kind of like, so I don't know where I'll be. I might possibly be able to come anyway, but yeah, you guys have got to make your own decisions about the date.
Yeah.
Well, Penelope, if you decide you want to take a look at the car report, and you can always votes.
Conscience.
Thank you for the your conscience in absentia. So therefore, you don't have to physically, or in this case, physically attend that particular meeting. You can always notify somebody in advance about what your stance is.
Okay, thank you for that, Michael. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and even leave it on the WhatsApp group. I'm pretty sure that would be okay. I don't think I can't perceive there would be anything wrong with it. If you want to look at the motions prior to that and then submit.
And this would be a personal conscience, not as a GSR for the group.
A conscience is a conscience. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. You know, all the motions you can just submit as your personal conscience, and we can actually listen and look at those.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So have we settled on? I mean, I'm quite happy on the 28th, Monday the 28th. Are we happy to do that? Call that a date, Monday 28th, say after the 1 p.m. meeting.
Yeah.
Am I okay with that, Steve?
Whatever. Listen, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to be able to stay. So
right.
I've never been talking about SPAD until then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just, my dog desperately needs to go out now.
Well, I think what I'm trying to say with all of this, Christine, is the discussion to be had about the SPAD is the conscience of the groups. It's not the conscience of the ASC.
Yeah,
so,
well, we need to take that back to the groups.
Yeah. So this is what I'm trying to say with this, is that if we have this extraordinary meeting on Monday the 28th, that will have given the groups a month, any of the groups that want to get involved with it and have group consciences discuss it, can come to us on the 28th with a result of their discussion. So what I'm doing is I'm posting a link in the page on the chat box here, which is the motion tally form, which is not the group report form. This is something separate. It lists the motions one by one. I'll share screen it. Okay, so can you see this, guys? This is what the form is. That's the link. It basically lists the motions and gives you four options: yes, no, abstain, or other, for all five motions.
Well, look, I'll still come to do it for the Tuesday meeting and the illness and recovery meeting in the meantime.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. That's what we're suggesting, really. Because I personally don't believe the ASC is the forum for this discussion. If there's anybody that's got any issues that want to ask questions, I'm sure Michael or myself are available to answer any questions.
We've had extraordinary meetings around it when I was on the ground in London.
Yeah, and we would encourage everybody to attend the car workshop that the RDs have got to the effort of putting on, which explains a little bit more detail about what the motions are.
Not promising that one. Thank you so much.
What a useful thing to do. Okay, guys, so if people can make a note of that, make it sort of bookmark that link, it means you haven't got to go bugger about with ASC pages to find it. It's there. You'll have it, and you can fill that in as a group or an individual, whatever you want. I mean, it's it ultimately comes down to the conscience of the individual member. Every member of Narcotics Anonymous has to a conscience. And what that will mean, the more of those we get in, the more able we'll be able to assess what the overall conscience of the area is in order for us to report that conscience to the RSC and to become, I mean, this is what we joined an RSC for, guys, to give us a voice. If we don't, you know, this is me speaking personally. I can't bitch about the fact that someone's doing something wrong if I didn't actually take part in the process that gave me the opportunity to have a voice in that process. We're not happy. We can't bitch about it if we're not participating. So if we want to participate. But don't moan afterwards if we didn't participate, if we didn't go our way, because I think that's part of the responsibility of being a member. Personally, I believe that.
Steve, when which meeting on the Monday is it after?
After the 1 p.m. So it'll be
after 1 p.m. Okay, great. Thanks.
A daytime affair rather than a nighttime affair. Okay. Is everyone happy with that?
Yes, Steve.
Yes, thank you.
Fantastic. All right then, guys. The last bit I've got on this agenda is the badges. We've had the update of that. We're selling them well. We've got 40 left. Please keep, you know, the more of them we can sell, the better it'll be. It was never about making money. It was just about celebrating something. If we have some left, I'm actually going to the London Convention in April. If there's some left, I'll take them with me. Tell them there.
There's a link for the, there's a little flyer for the London Convention. Did you post it on the website?
Not as yet, but I can do.
Okay, thanks.
And for those that don't know, I've been invited to speak on the subject that we were told was too controversial to us for us to speak to in 2020 when this convention was first cancelled.
What is that, Steve, to tell?
I've been asked to share about the history of online meetings.
All right.
At the
good
lunch.
Job.
I've never been to the London Convention.
Wow, you missed something. Don't know if it will be the same as it used to be.
Well, it is what it is. So yeah, I mean, if I'm in that room, and it's going to be part of the, it's an hour and a half. There's a couple of members are going to talk about the history of UKNA. They've got some real valuable archive material that they're going to put in plastic boxes and have on display so people can't nick them. And they're going to do a bit of a talk around that. And also my part in that process is talking about the history of online meetings, including the history of online meetings within the UK, by the way, taking it as a region. The UK region had some of the first organised as such online meetings anywhere around the world. As a region, we've been supporting online meetings from 2005, I believe. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and that stuff, basically. Am I just grinning to myself?
Well, those of us that are going, I'm sure we'll come and support you.
Steve. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I need someone to stay. Can I come and stay with you?
No.
No.
I don't think that's
far too quickly. What's the matter with you?
I don't think it's quite appropriate, actually, Stu.
I'm happy with a sofa.
So Q&A.
Absolutely. All right, guys, so thank you. So the date of the next meeting we've set for the 28th of March at 1 p.m. Is that an hour and a half, or I can't remember?
Is it time for the serenity prayer?
Nearly. We just need to make sure that we're all doing the right things here. An hour and a half. So it would be actually 2:30 on Monday the 28th. If we're happy with that. We can.
Yes, that's great.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
And we'll set the next date But the next ASC at that, which would be April. So fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. And Penelope, thank you all for your contributions and your patience. Got through it. Fantastic. We're not doing badly. It's lessons.
Amazing. Thank you, Steve, for your service and everyone else who's been here today.
Penelope, in your burning desire, would you please lead us out in the Serenity Prayer?
Of course. Yeah, we'll do the wee version and take a moment silence to remember who it is we serve and those that are still suffering inside and outside of the rooms. Help us reach them. Using the word God as you do, don't, or may come to understand. God.
God, to accept the things we cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I need to go and lie down in a dark room now. Thank you.
Thank you, me too.
So what's new, Lisa?
No reflection on you.
All you've got to do is turn the light off, right? Bless your heart.
Take good care of you.
I apologise, I forgot to ask at the end of that if everyone was happy that they felt that they'd been heard. And thank you for putting up with me. Thanks.
Sorry to say I zoned out, but hopefully I'll be able to pick up the thread again.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I'm going to stop the recording.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Penelope. Thank you, Debs. Thank you.